McMurphy looks at him. That's the way it is, huh? A pressure game. Keep the old pinch on. That's the way it is. He slowly lowers himself back into his seat, saying, horse manure. Harding looks about at the other acutes around the card table. Gentlemen, already I seem to detect in our red-headed challenger a most unheroic decline of his TV cowboy stoicism. He looks at McMurphy across the table, smiling. McMurphy nods at him and tips his head back for the wink and licks his big thumb. Well, sir, old Professor Harding sounds like he's getting cocky. He wins a couple of splits and he goes to coming on like a wise guy. Well, well, well. There he sits with the deuce showing and here's a pack of Marlboro says he backs down. Whoops, he sees me. Okie dokie, Professor. Here's a tray. He wants another. Gets another deuce. Try for the big five, Professor. Try for that big double pay or play it safe. Another pack says you won't. Well, 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 the professor sees me. This tells the tale. Too bad another lady in the professor flunks his exams. The next song starts up from the speaker, loud and clangy and a lot of accordion. McMurphy takes a look at the speaker, and his spiel gets louder and louder to match it. Hey, okay, next. God damn it, you hit or you sit. Coming at you. Right up to the lights out at 9:30. I could have watched McMurphy at that blackjack table all night, the way he dealt and talked and roped them in and led them smack up to the point where they were just about to quit, then back down a hand or two to give them confidence and bring them along again. Once he took a break for a cigarette and tilted back in his chair, his hands folded behind his head, and told the guys, "The secret of being a top-notch con man is being able to know what the mark wants and how to make him think he's getting it. I learned that when I worked a season in a skillo wheel in a carnival. You feel the sucker over with your eyes when he comes up, and you say, now here's a bird that needs to feel tough. So every time he snaps at you for taking him, you quake in your boots, scared to death, and tell him, please, sir, no trouble, the next roll is on the house, sir. So the both of you are getting what you want." He rocks forward, and the legs of his chair come down with a crack. He picks up the deck, zips his thumb over it, knocks the edge of it against the tabletop, licks his thumb and finger. "And what I deduce you marks need is a big fat pot to temptate you. Here's 10 packages on the next deal. Hey, you coming at you, guts ball from here on out." And he throws back his head and laughs out loud at the way the guys hustled to get their bets down. That laugh banged around the day room all evening, and all the time he was dealing, he was joking and talking and trying to get the players to laugh along with him. But they were all afraid to loosen up. It had been too long. He gave up trying and settled down to serious dealing.